This is the History Worth Saving podcast. I'm Matt Jolly. We are right in the middle still of this pandemic that has swept across our country. And if you're like me, you're scouring the web looking for things that are fun and positive and interesting, you might come across somebody by the name of Desto Moore. D-S-T-O Moore. His real name is Daryl Moore. He's from Macon, Georgia, a town that that I've lived around and have a soft spot in my heart for. I like Macon for a lot of reasons, but I'm not going to share those with you just yet. Because it would ruin the surprise of today's guest. And I say surprise because it is a surprise. When you log on to whatever social media platform or website that you can find Desto on, you'll see what I'm talking about. He's a photographer, but he has that gift, and I don't know how else to describe him. Great photographers all have this gift of being able to reach through the lens, turn the subject just the way they want it, and then take that image. And when they do, it's like a lightning bolt, and it grabs you, the viewer, and it makes you look. And Desto, he has that. He has that gift, and it's so cool to see his work. He photographs a lot of people in a neighborhood called Pleasant Hill, and I'm going to let him talk about that. It's a predominantly black neighborhood in Macon. And I think what grabbed me the first time was this image that he has of this old man on the front porch. And we've all seen the image of the old black guy on the front porch, labeled with poverty, labeled with despair, labeled with all of these things that Desto just doesn't see. And maybe it's not that he doesn't see them, but he doesn't choose to focus on them. All I saw in that image was pure joy. And I had to find out how he does it. He's joining me right now. Desto, thanks for being here. I love that image.
Well, on that picture right there, it was kind of spur of the moment. I ride past Mr. Thomas' house like every day while picking my kids from school, like every day. So I'm like, that's a pretty cool story. That might be a pretty cool picture. So I kept on passing by. So one day I just stopped, and my wife stopped. I'm like, can I get a picture of you? He was like, sure. So like, got my camera out, took the picture and everything. And anybody who see that picture, you see the steps on that picture, which is like regular steps, like worn down steps and everything. The funny thing about that picture, the next day the steps were fixed back over and everything. They supposed to fix those steps the same day, but something happened. He didn't get a chance to fix them. So if I had to put out one more day, the steps would never been like that. The steps kind of tell the story of his whole life and everything. Because when I found out about, I used to see a man on the front porch every day. Never knew his story, but. He ended up being like a deacon in the church. He had a family. A lot of stuff going on with him. He knew my family. And it was like kind of crazy how like I just took a picture of him. Then I posted it. And everybody kind of told his story and everything. He kind of told me a little bit of his story. But every day I ride past, still to this day, he go to front for you. Why do you ride past? It's his pastime.
You are not a professionally trained photographer. You never went to photography school or professional. You never did any of that. You were a hardworking guy. You grew up in Macon. You were working for a beverage distributor, and then you decided a few years ago that I think I want to do something else. I want to get into photography professionally, and you took that leap of faith. Talk to us about that journey, because it has been a journey for you.
Yeah, it's a journey. Pretty much my story, like maybe 5 years ago, my wife and I got a camera. Didn't know nothing about it. We thought we would know something about it, but we didn't know too much about it. So through another photographer, we found out about this guy named Daryl Moore, who has a studio downtown making these photographers. He teaches classes on Mondays, like a co-op class. Everybody going down. It pretty much people just help you learn the basics of photography. So I took that class for close to a year maybe. I don't know how long it was. You like you see, it was no book. It was like pretty much hands on. It's learning the basics. And through YouTube, I learned a lot. And through other photographers, I learned a lot. So I made a lot of mistakes that first year and everything. So I became get my own style. Like a lot of my black and white came from my mistakes and everything. So I know how to do black and white pretty good. Black and white photography is pretty good. It's a lot of trial and error. Then in 2008, September 13th, 2018, though I was my last day clocking in. So in my job I had. So I took the leap of faith with the blessings of my wife and my family who believed in my dream. In 2020, I'm talking to you right now. So
there you
it's
are.
It's been a journey. It's been a journey. But,
I want to paint this picture a little deeper, though. you're born in the 80s, young guy.
Yeah.
You got four kids, and you have one. You have one that's a Marine now.
Oh yeah, she's a Marine.
I mean, come on. A lot of people your age don't have Marines as kids, and they don't have their own business. They haven't grown up in the way that you grew up in, especially in the Pleasant Hill neighborhood, where, let's face it, there aren't a lot of opportunities for young guys to break into photography in Pleasant Hill.
At all. Nothing over there. No, like, nothing with the arts. Like, growing up, pretty much, nothing with arts over there. You know, like, we had a little stuff in, like, LA Tweed Mile School over there, but no arts, nothing over there. Really, like, they, you know, I grew up in the 80s, you know, for internet and social media. You know, but we had friends, you know, sit outside, rode bikes and everything like that. But it was nothing with the arts, no, like no painting, no nothing like that. I can draw a little bit when I was growing up, but it was nothing behind it. Yes, I can draw, but it was nothing really excited me about photography. I never think about photography. I always thought about pretty much get a job, a pretty good job somewhere, you know. Retire, raise my family, retire, and die. It pretty much it was nothing like in the arts at all. I didn't think about arts until like a couple of years ago. About 4 years ago, I thought about doing art photography. You know, start paying attention more, focus on people around me, like regular everyday people. People started liking it. Started getting a pretty good following around Macon and in other places around the United States who follow my work, which is pretty cool. You know, being from Macon, Georgia, you know, a small town, Macon, Georgia. But
how do you go from Pleasant Hill and, as you said, no opportunities in the arts or anything like that? And in Macon, I mean, I was a news anchor there for years, and I can tell you, and you know it, crime, especially among the young black men, is atrocious.
Crime,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
how do you escape that, and how do you stay on the straight and narrow? Raising a family of four kids, and not only that, but choose to go into the arts, which I think, you never get the rich and famous contract when you go into art photography.
One thing about art, like I said, art is not it's not for the weak. It's not an overnight thing, so it took like a long time, you know, to get like a little following right now, but like the crime part and everything. Luckily, came from a great family. Grew up. My mom worked, my dad worked, my grandma, my granddad. They helped raise us and everything. So we all came around good people. You know, like, so it was no crime thing because my family didn't play that pretty much. The going to jail and all the crime. So I didn't grow up kind of like that. But I had friends, you know, who went down that path. But you know, I grew up around the good. A good group of young guys, you know, I still call friends now, that we never got in trouble, so that kind of like helped escape. It does have a crime problem. It has a problem, but it's had a lot of problem stuff going on to make it also too, though. But that kind of escaped a lot of the stuff, not being around that environment, kind of like in the arts part. It was just surprising, like how the art community accepted me, because like I said, I ain't know about art. I'm still learning about art. 3 years ago, my first time going to art gallery. And I'm like, okay, I ain't get it. But, you know, now I get it now, though, you know. Now I be running all kind of artists from, like, painters, sculptures, like people do sculptures, who do glass, who does all. And I'm like, wow, and I appreciate art now. At one point, I didn't understand it now. I appreciate art. So...
You've taken this experience and this pathway into the arts, and you've been rewarded because Macon, unlike a lot of places in America, Macon is rich, rich, rich with art, and it's not
Yes.
It's not anything other than just the water. I don't know what it is. It's a blessed place. But
yes.
Talk to me about the Making Music Project, because that was your big break.
Well, yeah, the Making Music Project was an idea I had one day. I had a studio at one point in Macon. My uncle, I used to get all kind of props from anybody. I like donate a prop, donate anything you have in your garage, anything you don't want. I'll take it. I'll try something with it. My uncle had these two old school speakers, like they were really heavy. But they'll bust it up, they'll bust it out, and they didn't work anymore and everything. But I took them, and I lied to try something with them. So, in March, I had an opportunity. I was like, I could do, like, make something like a project with these speakers doing something. So I'm like, making this retro music history. Let's try, if I get some musicians to go around making in different spots that mean something to them and take a photo with them. And it, you know, and it will bring that. I believe if I do it like real diverse, it will bring like a whole, you know, like it'd be like people from rock, rap, country, jazz, like all general, all kind of music and making. We all get this together, and then we do like a gallery showing. You'll bring making together, because making kind of dope, very diverse, but like very reciprocal still in a way. In ways, so I want to try that. So my first person was my granddad, who is at the time he was 98. I did it for his 98th birthday. He was an old gospel singer in the 1940s. He was the first one I did. A couple of months later, I started doing more artists and everything. So then it ended up being from him. I ended up doing like 25 more people. It got me a lot of attention. Like I had a news about it. A couple of other, another show. A local show in Macon. I was on a couple of radio shows in Macon talking about it, which is pretty cool. And I had like a gallery on it. A lot of people liked the whole project, because it brought a lot of people together. We were very diverse, and at the gallery, it was like all kind of people from all demographics in Macon, which was so beautiful though, man. Like, it's pretty cool to have like a white, like people in a white artist who were beautiful. So
I think it's great. And you know, you bring up something, and I think it's going to be, I don't know, maybe race in Macon is something that is freely talked about. It's something that is talked about all the time, and it seems like it's from the it comes from the black side, it comes from the white side too.
Oh yeah.
And it's not anything that anybody doesn't discuss. Is that fair to say? And I love that your photography just kind of plays by the same rules. And I think that's really cool that you're able to just sort of you see both sides for what they are, and you just photograph it, and it's just amazing to see it. It's a clarity that I don't think a lot of people have.
Yeah, it just like growing up in Macon, you know, like I didn't know, like, you know, coming from Pleasant Hill, you know, and they don't move to the west side, but a lot of stuff I didn't know about Macon. I'm just finding out myself, like the big house. The Auburn Brother house.
You told me about
I never
this.
Knew nothing about I never knew nothing about the house until, like, you know nothing about the house. I used to rock by the house all the time. I saw like a little mushroom on the gate. I was like, some hippies live there or something. I didn't know what it was. But later on, I went there last year, it was a whole museum. I didn't know what it was about. I was like, whoa, I've been here all my life. Never knew nothing about this. And that's the thing I want to do in Macon, you know. I want to educate people, you know, because, like, on my Facebook, on Instagram, I got like people from all types of races, genders, and cultures, and sexualities, and everything. So I'm like, I want to educate people. I believe no more of my photography about educating people what's going on right here, right now, because a lot of people never go out their neighborhood or never go out they circle with friends, see what's going on in Macon. So if I can photograph people, who may not look like them, and tell their story, they're like, wow, that person is doing something. They're doing something. You're doing something. And, you know, I believe that people appreciate my own photography more. It's nothing sexy, nothing like that. It is pretty much raw and pretty much real.
I started this show for that very reason, because I wanted people to get to know their neighbors. And that's that study that I read, the Pew study 2 years ago, when it came out, and it said that the higher urban areas, especially, people don't know their neighbors. They just don't know them. And I thought, you know, we're never going to break through this barrier of left and right, this tribal politics, game that we're in right now in this country unless we get to know each other. So what you're doing is great because you're focused on the place that you know and love. And man, I hope it inspires some other people to do the same work that you're doing. And I hope they take a look at your work. Tell me about Disto, because you were given the name Daryl by your parents, but you said, hang on a minute. I want to change this up a little bit. And it's a great story.
It came from an old nickname for something else, but what everybody knew is not about. It's like, Disto means don't stop trying, overcome. So it's all about motivation, inspiration, you know, like no stopping your dream. Because like, a lot of times, you know, in the photography world, it get kind of hard out here. I'd be like, whoa, how can I get my next shoot? How can I get booked again, you know? But, you know, I'm like, oh, hold on, look at your name. Your name is Don't Stop Trying, Overcome, so you can't stop. So, those the name pretty much come from, man. And this, I don't use my real name because it's another photographer in making. We had the same name, and our wife had the same name, so though they go from there. So,
yeah, that was crazy when you said that to me the first time. You said, your name is Daryl Moore. And his wife, he's married to a lady with the same name of your wife.
And I don't know if I got the whole thing, but I believe in like destiny and everything. It's kind of crazy how this happened, but actually, my wife is named after his wife because my wife auntie went to school with his wife, and she already liked that name. So when her niece was born, she was like, "Why not name Shatara?" So it's kind of crazy how
that is crazy.
It's real crazy. A lot of stuff, like, okay, I don't want to talk about myself too much, but like, a lot of stuff going on, like you said, in Pleasant Hill, there's no art, no nothing going on in Pleasant Hill. But now, you know, it's a lot going on. Well, it's not a lot, but it's finna be a lot of stuff going on. Like last year, with this school you're going, I started a photography class every week. Once a week, I get like the fifth graders in the after school program. And we'll learn about photography. So I had like about 10 or 12 kids in the room. And before the whole corona came across, we had just got cameras in the classroom. We just got cameras through Chris, Coach Chris, the Gyms Association, like that. They had helped us get cameras and everything. So that's something hopefully next year we will carry on to. Just getting kids different outlooks on life and everything. I want to educate the next generation on what the people taught me and everything. Each one teach one. That's one of my big. Each one teach one. I'm trying to teach next generation, man. You know, it's all about legacy to me, though, man. Like, that's my biggest thing, legacy in history.
Tell me what your dream is. Where do you want to be with all of this?
On projects, one of my goals are, you know, like making this my, like I'm from Macon, so I want to plant the seed here, but I would love to go around the different states doing the same thing. It's a mean story to tell. And I like to go to like the real people, you know, like kind of like a Dirty Jaws, but you know, like real people photographer, you know, going around, just getting stories, telling people stories, kind of like what you do, like tell stories. And I love to be rare. That's one of my goals.
All right, Disto. Be here in 15 minutes. We'll fill up the van and we'll go.
Okay, that'd be pretty cool, though. Right? I love to go around. Yes. I love to go around doing that because they'll be so cool, man. You know, I love to do that. But
especially with those three kids still at home, I bet you would right now. You are ready.
Yeah.
You're ready for a trip.
Especially after this, staying shelter in space. Yeah, ready to go anywhere. Yeah, but I love to go tell stories. That's hopefully after this all over with, man, I'll be doing some item making more about other people, other races, sexualities, cultures, genders. I even want to learn more about, you know, I want to learn about all races. And I believe that's pretty cool, though.
I think something that is so great about what you're doing, though, and I, you know, I've been around and seen a lot of places, but there is nowhere quite like Macon. And yeah. I think people who come into Macon to photograph it focus on things differently. So what I appreciate about your work is that you see it for the way you know it. Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. And I think that Macon, you know, Macon it was described to me one time. They said the city is a grand old lady in tattered rags. Now this was you know, 15 years ago or whatever. And yeah. and it was true back then. And now there's so much revitalization.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the young people stepping up, right. man. So much energy, man. Like, and now you want to be a part of their forefront. Like, the downtown area, growing up, like a lot of stuff going on downtown, you know, a lot of opportunities are going around. So I just want to be in the forefront of that, you know, like, wow, man. Like, I know back in the day, Macon was a place, like, it was way behind time, you know, growing up, you know. Way behind time, you know. But now, you know, I think I'll start growing in the right direction because a lot of great minds are coming in, you know, young people with new insights and a lot of programs coming down. I love it. You know, some people from out of town, you know, a lot of people came from other places and, you know, still having great ideas, you know, and some people, you know, from Macon maybe went off and got great ideas and came back and started to share my ideas, you know, trying to make the place better. So, That's pretty cool. It's a great town.
It really is a great place, and it's ripe for an artist like yourself to make a name for themselves because there's so much there.
Man, Macon has the rich music history. Like, you know, everybody know Little Richard, so he came from Macon.
You know, look at Grants, right? And it's funny about the Allman Brothers. How you didn't know what the provenance was of that house, but
yeah.
The cool thing is, you know, they were a mixed race band, right? When I interviewed Mr. Grant a number of years ago from Grant's Lounge, one of the most famous nightclubs in the South, he used to tell me, and he was so proud of it. He said, you know, this was a place where blacks and whites came together, and nobody really saw color. Everybody was just there for the music.
Macon got his own weird thing, like, you know.
And as a photographer, that's got to be just a gold mine. I mean, that's what I keep thinking of is you're right in the middle of all of this, and you have the ability and the gift, the God-given gift, to see this differently.
Because so many stories to you, you know, like so many stories. Like, I know I love the only thing I love about Macon is like stories. Like you're saying, like, maybe I'm out from Macon. I don't know if you see the whole life. I live in Macon and kind of see from outside of it. I'm so used to it. I've been here 38 years. But I know the stories. I believe they'll keep me shooting every time, keep me motivated, keep me going. Keep me going, the stories.
What do you want people to see as we close out the show here, Disto? What do you want people to see in your work and know about you?
When people look at my picture, I don't want to see like a pretty picture. Like every picture I do, pretty much every portrait I do, it's more than a pretty picture. Okay, the lighting good and everything. But I want people to see, like, look at people's eyes and they, like, the eyes tell the story of the individual I'm shooting and everything. So that's pretty much just think more about the person. Think like that. My photography, like, really raw. More about the person or the person or the subject I'm photo, the things around them. Pretty much little stuff like that that I want people, and what I want people to know about me, man, is what people I want people to know about me. Good question. You look at my social media page, you find a lot of stuff about me, but it's about, I want to be people like go off their dreams. Like I want to inspire people to go after their dreams and everything. Whatever you want to do in life, try it, man. Like, I took the biggest leap of faith out there and everything. I left my job, had a plan, but it didn't go how I wanted. But just go after your dreams and everything. Like, tomorrow's not promised to you. So those are my biggest thing. I want to take away my life and everything. I want people to know, just go after your dreams and everything.
Good words.
Let's go.
And don't stop trying
to overcome.
There you go.
Don't stop trying to overcome, man. You keep on pushing everything. You'll be interviewed by Matt Jolly one day.
Yeah, right.
I came from Pleasant Hill to Matt Jolly. So, hey, you never know who you'll meet out there. So, you never know.
Disto, I hope you come back on, man. Thanks for coming on. And your history worth saving, buddy. Whether you know it or not, you are. It's cool stuff.
Honored, man. Appreciate it.
All right. You and I are going to do more work together. We got to. This is too cool.
Oh, yeah. We got to.
Your work is awesome.
We got to do a project, man. Hopefully, if anybody listening, man, me and Matt want to get some fun to get in the van.
That's right.
Let's roll around.
Careful what you wish for.
I know, right, man.
We'll talk soon, bud.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have listened to the one and only, as he said it, Disto Moore, and I hope that you got something out of it. If you didn't, go find him on Facebook, and trust me, you will. That's history we're saving.